Here's our series on aging in Portland. Retired or rewired? What it's like getting old in a youth-centered city. Are you up for that challenge? We'll bring you lots of views, but you'll have to answer this question for yourself. Is Portland a good place in which to grow old? You're listening to a special 8-minute edition of Episode 9 from KBOO's series, Retired or Rewired. You can hear the entire 30-minute episode on KBOO's website, kboo.fm. Our guests are from Elders in Action, Barbara Bernstein, Executive Director, and Joanne Harrigal, Deputy Director. Barbara and Joanne, welcome to KBOO.
Thank you.
Barbara, give us an overview of your programs, if you would.
Elders in Action was created to create a healthy, resilient, vibrant community through the active engagement of older adults. So all our programs are dependent on older adult volunteers whom we train and provide a great environment for them to be of service to their community. The main programs are advocacy, education, and service. So Joe's going to talk more about advocacy, but we work collectively with other organizations who are serving older adults, and we do one-on-one advocacy through our personal advocacy program. And that program pairs older adults in need with volunteers who can help. The average age of our volunteers is 63 years old, and they are working to help older adults experiencing problems in their lives to problem solve. We also do education and outreach, and we are responding to the needs of the community. So we get about 3,500 calls a year, and through those calls, we identify the needs and organize our education programs around those needs. So transportation, elder abuse and exploitation, and issues related to isolation. The Age-Friendly Business Program is a program developed by volunteers to educate businesses about how to create environments that serve older adults. It's an Age-Friendly Business Certification Program.
Age-friendly. And you certify businesses?
We do certify them as age-friendly.
How many have you certified?
Well, over the years, many, but on average, we have about 200 that are currently active. So,
is Portland a good place to get old in?
I'm going to say yes.
Why? Why would you say that?
It's a very walkable city. I would say that first of all, our geography really lends itself to aging well. It's a very social community, and that's one of the key factors in aging well. So it's very physical. There are quite a few opportunities for civic and social engagement.
By the way, how many older adults do you reach every year? How many clients do you have among the elderly?
We have 130 volunteers on average, and we serve about 3,000 older adults a year.
And you wanted to say something about this, Joanne?
When I talk about Elders in Action to other organizations or to the public, I talk about us having three main areas. One is education, one is advocacy, and the third one is direct service. And one of the things that I think is really important about what Barbara is talking about with volunteers is our education and outreach is interesting because we do things like we work with the City of Portland Revenue Office to get information out to older adults about the arts tax, which you could just get that information on your own, but we're finding that older adults, because of their isolation and because they don't necessarily sort of, you know, get out and interact with a whole bunch of people, might not know that there's an exemption from the arts tax, and we can help them. So we go out to where the older adults are and talk to them about the arts tax, talk to them about the exemption, and then if they need help filling out paperwork, we'll help them with that.
Who's exempt?
We also have worked with TriMet to get the word out on the Hop Pass, which is a new fare option that's available to people for public transportation. It's been, originally it was spun as sort of a new great thing that you can do just by hooking into your computer or your phone, which left a whole bunch of older adults sort of thinking, well, I don't really want to do that. And what we need to do is get the word out about this is easier for you and it's going to save you money and it's not that hard to do. So let's show you how to do it. So we've been doing outreach on that. And then one last area that we get out the word on is frauds and scams.
Joanne, as deputy director, one of your responsibilities is housing. How does your organization address housing related to the elderly in Portland?
So we, as Barbara mentioned, we get about 3,000 calls a year. I would say that probably 50% of them are about housing. And by that, I mean people call and say they just received no-cause eviction, or they've just been priced out of their apartment and can we help them find a new place to live? We've done a couple of things in response to that. One, we talk to anybody that calls us about with a housing problem about what their different options are, because quickly getting into a place that is cheaper for them or as cheap as where they're living is very difficult. So we talk to them about, do you have friends that you can stay with? Have you talked to your landlord? Can we help you talk to your landlord? Things like that. Then we also have worked with other partners in the region to form up programs like the Home Share program that we mentioned before at Ecumenical Ministries. That program had gone out, had not been functioning, and we just helped to start it up again because we need more tools. And then we've just recently started a new thing, which is we're doing workshops with people that are trying to sign up for subsidized housing to get them on waiting lists. Because while it might seem like it's an easy thing to do, it can be very complicated, and you want to make sure that you do it right. So we have workshops at our office once a month with people that are interested in getting on housing waiting lists, and we'll help them fill out forms and submit them to as many places as possible so that they can get on the waiting list when those open. One other thing that I wanted to mention was Elders in Action, working together with a variety of other nonprofit organizations in the Portland area, like Meals on Wheels and Store to Door and El Programa, various ERCO, et cetera, have gotten together with a grant from Meyer Memorial to look at formation of a elder advocacy coalition. And we're excited about that because it would take all of the service providers and collectively raise that voice of the lower income, more vulnerable senior at a policy as well as funding level in the area as well as through the state. And we're hopeful that getting all of those groups together at one table and forming a coalition will allow us to say, you know, there are a lot of issues out there. They all impact older adults inordinately, and we need to raise that voice.
That was Joanne Harrigal, Deputy Director, and also here is Barbara Bernstein, Executive Director, Elders in Action. Thank you both for joining us today. That's it for this week's episode. Join us next time when we talk with Eleanor Butts of Generations United and Pauline Berkey of Metro Home Shares. This is a shortened version of Episode 9 of Retired and Rewired. You can hear the entire 30-minute program on our website, kboo.fm. You've been listening to our series on Aging in Portland, Retired or Rewired. You can listen to any episode in this series or the entire series if you go to kboo.fm and look for the show under my name, Tom Flynn. Thanks for joining us today.